The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Ready for action. The Doug Steph and Good Day program. Hello. Jennifer Warren is here with me. Take a bow, Jennifer.
Well, hello, Dougie.
Hello, Jennifer. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. Here we are confronted with symbolism. Haunting is the word that I would use to describe the picture of that boy who washed ashore on that beach, the Mediterranean beach. His name is Aylan Kurdi, A-Y-L-A-N-K-U-R-D. So most of you by now, anybody who's got any connection to any kind of social media, have seen this picture, right, Kenny? Pretty much this has been the item to watch in the past 24 hours. This is one of the horrors, I guess. That's the word that's being used by some, of the current situation which is sweeping our country, Europe, many areas of the world. But the focus seems not to be on our border, unless you're running for president. Not that that's inappropriate, but there are so many people who are trying to get into Europe because of what's going on in the Middle East. And, of course, there's no leadership in the country, there's no leadership in the world other than the Pope. And so the situation doesn't get any better. Situation in the Middle East with the war, people trying to get away from ISIS, they're coming from everywhere. And so they're trying to get across in Hungary and get across from Syria into Turkey. And so this boy, 12 years old, I think, one of 12 who drowned and washed ashore yesterday, they were Syrian Kurds, he and his family, trying to reach the rest of their family that had gone to Canada. So this is a plight that continues because of the war, and the war continues because we have no leadership to take care of the problem. Meanwhile, Italy, Germany, and France are trying to be united in how they allow people to come into their countries, because once you're in there, any of these countries, European Union, you don't have to have a passport and go anywhere you want. But the rules for asylum are different. There are a bunch of refugees who were in Germany yesterday. I think they went to Munich. They're beginning to get a lot of them. And the Germans are tough. They don't want you unless you can contribute. So they're screening the people and not allowing people to stay there if they can't contribute something to society.
Which is what we should be doing. For
Absolutely. That's why
we
I brought
be
it up.
Taking in the best of the best.
Right.
But these people, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to not be sympathetic. Mexico is bad.
Yeah.
But when you think that most of these people are running from ISIS
and
terror groups and such, just puts it in perspective. I mean, what do you do? I mean, this is a huge offshoot of the ISIS problem. They go into towns and you either join them or they kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Where else? I mean, these people are running. And where do you go?
Well, there seems to be a problem in Budapest, Hungary, where lots of people are trying to get on trains to get into Europe, and they're just not letting them go. And I'm not sure I understand all the nuance there. I'm happy to listen to somebody who has more information than I do. Kenny, if you have something, Budapest is the capital of Hungary, and the train station has been flooded with thousands of people, and they're just not letting them get on the plane, on the train, because they feel that the Europeans are going to turn around and send them back, and then, you know, they won't know what to do with them, but they don't know what to do with them now, so I don't understand their thinking. Apparently, nobody else does either.
No. You said Kenny, didn't you?
I'm always going around the room
trying
to get different points of view from everybody who's participating in the program, and I just think that this is one of those things that doesn't, there's no answer to it.
There's not an answer.
Not an answer to what's going on in our country. There's no real answer to it.
people are coming here. Yes. I mean, the people that come here out of need and desperation, look, there's got to be some sort of help that we can give these people. Mm. I think in our country, it's just people are coming here for a better life. Okay, well, that doesn't mean that you're necessarily in dire straits in your country. That means you're coming here because you know that there's some really cool programs that you could take advantage of. Maybe you'll make a little more money. You can send it back to your family. These are people that seem like they're running because they have no choice. I mean, it's either run or be killed, and where do you stop? I mean, it's a different situation, I think, at this point.
Yep, it sure is. It is a different situation.
That doesn't mean that it should become the burden of the European Union to have to take all these people in. This is, again, another offshoot of the problems that we have with ISIS in the Middle East, and I don't, you know, who knows what the solution is at this point.
Hmm. There were celebrations in Beijing today. Most of the Eastern world sent the leaders, like Bad Vlad was there, the Chinese president, talking about the troops, decided to announce today, in league with this whole parade of a show of strength, that they were going to cut their army by 300,000 people. That was pretty interesting. So are they realizing, like the rest of the world, that technology is really the battlefield? They're pretty good at it. Mm-hmm. They're at war with us, technologically speaking, even though we've made them strong. You and I, buying things that are made in China, is what's given them the boost. Maybe they understand psychology better than we do. They know that Americans will buy anything that's cheap.
Yep, and they do. They know that we're a little arrogant in the way that we spend our money and our habits, and they prey on that.
Yep. They have a large military budget, second largest in the world, but they're going to focus on technology instead of people. Where have we heard that one before?
Mm-hmm.
And is it reality? What are the Russians doing? I don't know how much. I don't think the Russians are cutting their troop strength. But they get their own problems because their economy also is very weak. They don't have the ability to pay all these people. But in the old communist state, everybody got paid by the state. No matter what you did, the state owned everything. Now that's not true in Russia. It's certainly not true in China. And wherever communism has crept in, it wasn't the case. It never survived that way in that form. The Cubans don't get paid by the government. They get paid by, I mean, that's one of the reasons they're in so much trouble. That's why they're embracing a new deal with America, because Cuba's about to sink because there's no money there. They can't survive. The Castros have ripped everything off that they can from their from the island and from their people. So, okay, let's bring in the Americans. See if we're going to rip them off. But a lot of Americans want to go to Cuba. I do. I want to go to Cuba. Kenny, you want to go to
Cuba?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I want to go to Cuba.
And you've never been,
right?
Nope. Never. Nope.
The only reason I go there is to see the birthplace of Ricky Ricardo. I just have no desire to go to Cuba. I figure it's like the other islands, except probably just as poor.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
What, the rest of the islands in the Caribbean?
Yeah.
No, when you say poor, well, the Dominica, certainly Dominican Republic and Jamaica are very poor.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go down that island chain that goes...
I was just in Antigua, and it was, you know, that was really poor, too. I mean, mm-hmm. the hotels and resorts are beautiful, and there's some houses to rent, but...
That's what they do. They take over some of these islands, some of these big corporate...
Rich and poor, no in between.
Yeah, right. The Jamaica, if you go to Kingston, there's no real resort there. That's where I was in April, versus going to eastern part of the island, where there is more, where Sandals, they have a couple of resorts there, and places like that. You have an all-inclusive stay, because they don't want you wandering around in Jamaica, because the rest of it is awful, as you've suggested. Now, I've gone to most of the islands in the Caribbean, and I'm trying to remember what I experienced in many of them. Richie's been to the Turks and Caicos more recently than I have, but I remember when they were just beginning to promote it, I went down there, and it was blah. There wasn't good, there wasn't bad, it was blah. And then you go down further, Antigua, off the coast of Colombia, some really neat islands. But they're all based on tourism, and if the economy is bad, those countries...
People aren't going,
They
collapse.
Yep, they do. All right, it's 16 past the hour. You're listening to the discussion of things going on in the world today, courtesy of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gun stucco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off fellow with 20% off Dream Home laminates. Plus great floors, woodlike tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Thursday through Monday at Kohl's, get Labor Day weekend savings. Take $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pack. Then, save on everything your family needs to go back to school, like 30 to 50% off jeans and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Be yourself. Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 27th through September 7th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Promise me that you won't run as an independent, please. The Republican National Committee is asking all of the presidential candidates to pledge not to run as an independent. Mostly this is aimed at Donald Trump, as we all know. And will he do it or not?
He's going to do it today.
You think he'll pledge?
Yes, he's going to pledge today.
He's the front runner anyway, but Ben Carson is coming along quickly. Is he not?
Yeah, it's actually the latest poll that I've seen, or the latest few polls I've seen. He's either tied with Donald Trump or he's in second place. And then Carly Fiorina's in a third now, which is huge.
All right, so if Trump or anybody else signs the pledge, what's to keep them from changing their mind? Like some,
of course, like Iran.
Nothing.
Yeah, like President Rouhani in Iran. Yeah, you could change your mind if you want to.
Change my mind. Sorry.
Not like legally binding.
I don't
really
mean it. No, right. But it's a good PR stuff.
Yeah, and I do think he needs to do this right now. Especially because Jeb just put out that attack ad thing, not even attack ad, but just playing back what Trump has said in the past.
But when Jeb is showing his weakness. If it were me and I were running as one of these other guys, I'd never mention Donald Trump's name. Never. Ever.
Normally, you have a choice at this point.
Yeah,
it's tough when he attacks.
Well,
it's tough.
He won't attack you unless you attack him. Does he have a history of attacking people that don't attack him?
He said right after the debates, Jeb is actually a very nice guy. Yeah. I like him a lot. Yeah. That didn't last long.
21 after on Good Day.
Help.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from Retail Me Not right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the Retail Me Not app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Everybody wants a me to me. Me too. I'm the leader of the band. All right, so my three songs contest on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, and I are collectively playing three songs for you right now by different artists that have something in common. First song is Hard to Handle by the Black Crowes. We're going to play bits and pieces of other songs, and you figure out what ties them together, and dial us at 888-302-3684, and the winner will get a nice array of Cedarside 100% organic bug sprays. So this is by the Black Crowes, Hard to Handle, their breakout single, reaching number one on the rock Christian charts in 1990.
On the what? Just rock charts.
I just said that to see if you were paying attention. Thank you. Jennifer said nothing. Richie said, huh? And he said, no, that's not right. At least two out of three are paying attention. That's good.
Well, you know.
Readers of Rolling Stone voted them the best new American band in 1990.
Great band.
VH1 named them as one of the top 100 greatest artists of hard rock. And Melody Maker magazine called them the most rock and roll band in the world.
Rock and roll brothers.
They can't get along. All right, so Hard to Handle, I have the Black Crowes first one. Here's the next song in our My Three Songs contest. You're saying, huh? What's this got in common with the one we just played?
Everything.
Listen to it. This is Aretha, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Ain't gonna do you wrong. Yeah. 1967 was the year. This is the first number one song she recorded, and it has stayed with her as her signature song. Her sisters Carolyn and Irma sang backup for Aretha on this one.
So good.
How about All My Money? Yeah. Sugar. Respect.
Give me my proper
new and different version, 1998 for the Blues Brothers movie. Remember that? Uh-huh. Good stuff. Okay, so the first song in this group, Hard to Handle by the Black Crowes. Second one, Respect by Aretha Franklin. Third one is Michael Bolton's version of Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. All right, let's get at it. 888-302-3684. Didn't tell you this would be easy, but it's worth it because you get a good prize and the satisfaction of actually having used your brain to figure something out. I don't want to listen to too much of this because I'll have a headache.
And don't think too hard. This actually is not as hard as you might think it is.
I'm trying to make it out to be hard.
It's simpler.
Yeah, it is. Go to the obvious. And right. This song is probably the most obvious clue in the bunch. Yes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I'm not cheating.
Really?
I don't think so. Well, I mean, I know I'm not cheating.
One clue is that Dudley, Ken, and I are more in the age range to easily understand.
But you know who this guy is.
Right.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And there's a guy involved in this, so that's the hint. You got 60 seconds to figure it out, or the prize goes, poof, it's not available any longer. 888-302-3684. Hard to Handle by the Crowes, Respect by Aretha, and Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, this version by Michael Bolton. All three songs have something in common, and you haven't been able to figure it out yet. So in about 15 seconds, I'm going to have to give it away.
You know, I'm going to say, even if we don't get an answer to this one, it's my favorite we've ever done.
Really?
Yeah, we haven't done that. We've only been doing it for a couple weeks.
All right.
I love it.
All three of these songs were written and originally performed by the late Otis Redding. This one was the one he was most well known for, but all of them he wrote and performed. So that was the answer for those of you who...
And here come the phones ringing.
Yeah, now, a little late. Sorry! 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, why do my cats scratch? Why do they claw? Let's do a little kitty psychoanalysis. By putting your cat on the couch, we can see that her destructive behavior has nothing to do with spite. To get a better handle on scratching and clawing, it's important to understand the origins of the behavior. Only then can we deal with and channel incorrect responses. For the most part, cats need to claw and scratch. They scratch for a variety of reasons. Primarily to stretch and exercise, but also to trim their nails and reduce stress. When a cat is stressed, they're going to scratch a lot more. So if they're scratching your best chair, you better take a look at the environment. And also, they leave behind their scent. Cats have scent glands on the bottom of their feet. So very often when they go to an area and they scratch it, they'll scratch even more to put their scent down there to let the rest of the world know that this is my turf, you better stay away. Best way to stop your cat from scratching is to keep them mentally stimulated. All more next time.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best, and enter My Fish Oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Stephen, good day program with Jennifer Horn. Happy to do the television report for you in a few moments. Have lots of TV news. CBS is going to stream a pair of NFL games live to mobile devices. What will that do to coverage? Is this accommodating the audience that doesn't watch it on television anyway, or is it going to take people away from watching it on television? One would wonder.
I think it takes people away from television because people will buy. I mean, I know people that buy DirecTV packages and cable packages just for NFL ticket.
Right.
So this is a pretty, that's a pretty significant deal, I think.
I like it, though.
You do? Why?
Yeah. Well, a couple of reasons. Let's say you're watching the game somewhere at a friend's house, mm-hmm. and you live in Washington, but you're a Packers fan.
Right.
And you want to be able to watch the Packers. So, okay, I can watch the Packers over here while he's got the, you know, thing, the party going on at their house. Or let's say your kid, and here's the big thing for me, let's say your kid has a basketball game scheduled at the same time as the Redskins game.
Mm-hmm.
Always happens.
Really?
Always happens. Love
so,
it.
You can
all
do
right,
two
let's
things
say,
at
or,
once.
Here's
well,
what
a split
example.
Screen to give you that. And do people have split but, screens?
Not really.
Really?
I mean, a picture in a picture. But
well, DirecTV has the thing where you can watch it like 8 different games at a time.
Yeah, but then you go into overload. Okay, so my dad, can I tell you a funny my dad story?
Yes, let's have the story of Michael Horn, Esquire.
So this isn't football.
Father.
This is actually baseball. Well, so he can access, I got him a sling box 1 year for Christmas, so he can access everything.
I have a manure
DVR.
Spreader that's called a sling box.
So he's in Hawaii this week and was at a meeting on Monday night out to dinner. And wanted to see the Dodgers play because, you know, the Dodgers are in a playoff run. They're doing pretty well. And
he's got it.
Well, so he's at dinner, though, and he brings out his cell phone. He said he had it kind of going at the table. No one noticed. And he was watching the Dodgers play as he was at a meeting on Monday night.
And that's swell.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, MLB, you know, MLB's actually had this for a long time.
You know why CBS is doing this?
I would like to know. That's why I asked that question.
Because DirecTV doesn't have CBS on right now.
That's right.
All their subscribers. So this is a way to reach all their people.
Ken Kessler monitoring Facebook and Twitter and social media. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Mary Tyler Moore, speaking of television, responsible for the thought of the day today because the last episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show aired on this date in 1977. She said, quote, "You can't be brave if you've only had wonderful things happen to you."
How did that show end, Ken? Mr. TV?
The Mary Tyler Moore Show?
Yeah, I can't remember.
They shut out the lights.
Everybody got fired except for Ted Baxter.
Really?
Who shortly after that in real life died.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did.
Didn't he go on to do Too Close for Comfort?
No, yeah, he did Too Close for Comfort.
Yeah, did Caddyshack and Too Close for Comfort.
He died shortly after Too Close for Comfort, though.
Right.
That's what you're thinking.
All right, the big news today from Australia is that a champion sheep shearer has set a record clipping a sheep 40 kilograms or 90 pounds of wool has been shorn. Isn't that the right word, not sheared?
Isn't That's what
shorn?
I feel like when I, you know, first shave for the summer, you know.
Really?
Nice. No, that's disgusting.
There's a visual. Thanks for that.
All right.
Oh, boy.
It kind of spoils.
Jen's got a hairy back.
Ew, I do not. I was just being funny.
Uber in the news again for several reasons. Uber, in, I suppose, in trouble in a manner of speaking, not really, but because they have expanded again, and this time I think it's into, I believe it's India, but I'm not sure. They're spreading their tentacles out all over the world. Remember, this is like a $5 billion company now, and they have no assets, nothing. They have software. That's it. And so they have caused a taxi strike. Because they're trying to get more into the cities where there's big populations in India. So the Indian cabbies are on strike today. I also noticed that Uber has predicted that they will have a driverless fleet. That is, all the cars they use, Uber uses, will have no drivers in them by the year 2030.
Well, nobody will be driving anything by 2030.
I will be.
Except for me and my 1967 Bronco.
I'm driving. I'm not going to take my car away from me.
Right.
I'm driving.
Hey, you want to hear a cool Uber story?
Okay, Richie.
One of the guys that works here.
I thought the story I just passed along was a cool Uber.
Another cool Uber story.
Yes, please.
One of the guys that works here, he's one of the producers of the Laura Ingraham Show.
Yes.
He drives about an hour and 20 minutes. He lives down on the eastern shore of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And he drives about an hour and 20 minutes to get here every day. So he decided, and he drives a Prius.
Hmm.
And he decided he was going to get his Uber license or certificate or whatever it is and pick people up on the way in and the way out. So instead of spending $50 a week in gas, he makes $100 a week.
Good for him.
Is that awesome?
That's a great American story. That's the way Americans should be doing things. Good.
Gotta think.
Good, 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 good. All right. How many people, when you remember when what's her face said, I can see Russia from my porch?
Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
Right. It was from her house.
Okay, yesterday, during the president's visit to Alaska, he could see 5 Chinese Navy warships.
Sure could.
Yeah.
In the Bering Sea. I wonder if that was just to welcome him or to give him a little...
They're doing war games with Russia. That's what they were doing out there.
Mm-hmm. Nah, 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 nah.
You know, okay, so this was a drill for China. There was 5 ships.
Are they having
attackers.
Enough ocean off of the coast of China to do it down there?
They were engaging. They were doing this in conjunction with Russia. If that is not scary, I don't like fear-based thinking, but to have Russia and China playing together right outside of Alaska.
Yeah. What do you think you're going to do?
That's pretty scary.
What are you going to do? What do you think? You think they're going to attack America?
We are so tied together now.
There's no way these people are going to. This is all
the Cold
show.
War is over. The Cold War is now espionage, industrial
spy
espionage,
games.
And spy games. Yeah,
right.
That's
why the Chinese are cutting their military by 300,000 troops. They don't need them anymore.
Right. The only reason we need military now is to go take care of these crackpots over in the Middle East and Africa that are just, you know, killing everybody in sight.
Right.
Still
okay.
Doesn't make me comfortable that they're floating around
they
out there.
They don't want you to be comfortable. They're so accomplishing think, their goal by not making
thought.
You comfortable. Yes, finish
what
that.
I think would be...
Thought,
yeah, I actually did. Hmm. I mean, they're doing their drills, right? So shouldn't our drill be the response to what they're doing off there?
We are drilling.
Should we drill ourselves?
We're drilling for oil.
I don't think we need to prove what we can do.
Well,
I think
that we should
know.
Say something and be like, hey, somebody should acknowledge this, I would think.
What are you going to say?
Well,
we see you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Because we wouldn't have known about this if there was one guy in the military under the guise of anonymity who came forward and told us what was going on out there.
You think they knew that Obama was going to be there?
Really?
And planned this?
Hmm.
Well, look at this. Great.
All right. Here's some good news from Washington. It has nothing to do with politics. Or maybe it does, Richie. You can be the enabler here.
Okay.
If you are following the whole process of needle exchanges...
Oh, yeah.
You know what the needle exchange is?
Yeah.
I do.
The addicts trade dirty needles for clean ones.
Mm-hmm.
That practice was banned by the geniuses in the federal government until there was somebody who smartened up and figured out that it saved millions of dollars in treatment costs. So now, they spent about $44 million a year to exchange needles. 120 cases of HIV, they say, have been prevented in the last couple of years because of this needle exchange. Study appears today in the AIDS and Behavior magazine.
It's good news, but isn't it kind of counterintuitive to...
It's acknowledging something that we don't like to support, right? We don't.
Yep.
I mean, I think that's the reason the feds. Well, we can't be supporting something like this.
Yeah, why are we going to hand people the needles? Right.
Right. Easier for them, but it is an acknowledgement of reality. That's what it is. Right?
I think this would be something that a group that would have private funding could do.
Mm.
Because again, it's kind of the weird thing. Do we want the government funding a needle exchange program? Well. Maybe not, but it would be a great thing for the health of everybody if a private group got, you know, if they put together funds from local fundraising efforts and such to do needle exchanges. I think that would be great.
All right, can we go back to cars for just a minute?
No.
Really?
She hates whenever we talk about cars.
But you like this, Jennifer.
Me over once today with all
make it,
the financial
make it quick.
Stuff.
Does it have anything to do with cup holders? I mean, she plays...
No, what it has to do with is the kind of car that she drives and other
high-end
cars
excuse
are now... They're
you
becoming...
Can drive it too, you just don't want to.
What's selling them isn't the horsepower of the car, but it's how much connected infotainment there is in the car.
According, oh, yeah, I was just watching a movie yesterday driving down.
Yeah, right, exactly. In the next 5 years, the number of infotainment devices will increase by 30% in cars. Mostly Wi-Fi is going to be in cars. These navigation systems are all going to be attached to different things. I have a hard time. The navigation system in my car isn't really that great. I mean, it'll get you where you're going if you have any common sense.
You know why?
But I don't know why, Richie.
Because the ones in your car... are kind of a hard set. Here's your map, boom, and it never gets upgraded. The one on your phone
is constantly
upgraded by Google Maps or Apple Maps or whoever
that's
you use.
A good point.
So you have to take your car in every couple of years and have them download the latest maps.
Verizon has a new product that allows car owners to smarten up their cars. It's called the Hum device. Plugs into the diagnostic port and a Bluetooth clip. To the sun visor, provides you with all kinds of things if you have problems on the road, that kind of stuff. If you're lost, I thought that was kind of interesting. This is for older cars that don't have some of the stuff we're talking about.
Right.
You watch what Apple does in the next 5 to 10 years with cars. They have hired technicians, designers away from General Motors and Ford.
Yeah.
Apple has.
Mm-hmm.
But all people are doing this because we're close to a self-driving car. So what are you going to do inside the car when you're being, you know, driven around to work?
I'm not giving up my driving privileges.
You'll be on Wi-Fi. You'll be reading, watching TV.
You'll be watching Lloyd Povich.
Yeah.
I'm going to drive it.
Who's your daddy?
It's 44 past the hour. In a moment, Jennifer checks all of the news, including the passing of a very popular radio, television, movie star who's connected to a lot of Disney stuff. And we'll have that information in a moment here on Good Day.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished cut stucco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off Bella with 20% off Dream Home Laminates. Plus great floors, woodlight tile, vinyl, and more. With 24 months special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Sports concussions have nearly doubled since 2005. There's close to 350,000 reported in the U.S. each year alone. More than half of those come during high school football season. So how can we prevent head injuries? Executive Director for National Operating Committee on Standards for Athletic Equipment, Mike Oliver.
Football safety is the number one priority. Helmets play a huge role in protecting against head injuries. And even though no helmet is concussion proof, there are ways to prevent injury. Make sure your kids' helmets don't move around with them. And at the same time, they shouldn't be super tight. At Noxie, helmets have to pass a rigorous set of safety tests. So check for the logo that reads meets Noxie standard when buying a helmet.
There are easy ways to maintain a helmet too.
When it comes to taking care of your helmet, it should be recertified every 2 years. And if you've had a helmet for 10 years, it's probably going to have to go. Of course, proper helmet wear and fit is vitally important to protecting your head. But so is how you play the game. And learning to play the game without encountering hits to the head that are avoidable is very important.
For more, go to nocsae.org.
All right, television time on Good Day. Stephen Colbert. I actually am not a fan of Stephen Colbert, but I think this is funny.
Yeah, this is sort of funny. So Stephen Colbert is getting ready to start his tenure over at The Late Show, and his first guest is going to be Jeb Bush. Now, last week we talked about how Jeb Bush was taking a ticket, and he was raffling off this VIP pass to see him on The Late Show on the first night, which is very cool, whether you like Jeb or not. It would be fun to be there.
Yeah.
And all people had to do was do a $3 donation to his presidential campaign. They'd be put into a drawing, and then he'd draw out a winner and take that person with him to the show. Well, Stephen Colbert apparently had not signed off on this, so he posted a video this week. He praised the contest as a great idea, but he said, here's the thing. No one from Jeb's campaign asked me if this was okay to raise money off of my first show. Where's my cut off of the sweet $3, Governor, huh? And so he decided he would do his own raffle. So for $3 or more, you could enter into this drawing for a chance to be Stephen Colbert's VIP guest at the premiere taping, and it includes airfare and hotel, so it one-ups Jeb Bush. Jeb answered back on Twitter saying, kind of funny, I thought the host was Amy Schumer. I totally blew it, but since it's you, we're lowering our contest fee to $1.
All right, let's see who's dancing with the stars. Some interesting names now that is all put together, Jen.
Yeah, this is really cool. Paula Deen, Tamar Braxton.
Gary Busey, good God.
Oh, he's going to be so entertaining.
Oh, that's a
Paula Deen, Tamar Braxton, Kim Zolciak Bierman, she's one of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and Alex Scarlatos, who is that U.S. serviceman who helped that's stop the gunman on the Paris train. Yeah. That's awesome. They had already been announced. Now, yesterday we found out that Gary Busey, as you mentioned, is joining the cast. He is such a nut. He'll be so much fun. Andy Grammer, who is a 31-year-old singer, who's saying, honey, I'm good. Bindi Irwin, the daughter of Steve Irwin. Victor Espinosa, the jockey for American Pharoah at the Triple Crown victory earlier this year. Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys will be joining the cast. Hayes Grier, he's a social media savvy 15-year-old from North Carolina who shot to fame on Vine. Chaka Khan. And Alexa and Carlos Penavega, that is the Spy Kid actress. She's 27. And her husband, who is a singer with Big Time Rush, they're going to battle each other for the championship. Dancing with the Stars returns on Monday, September 14th on ABC. Now, you mentioned that there was a sad passing, Doug. Yeah. We should talk about it briefly here. Dean Jones, the star of classic Disney films like The Love Bug and That Darn Cat, has died at the age of 84 from complications from Parkinson's. Parkinson's disease. Mm. He began his career as a local radio host. He did Dean Jones Things before he went on to do big screen and small screen roles, including Beethoven and Clear and Present Danger. So
he was on the Love Boat, Herbie the Love Bug series on TV. Yeah, he was able to span all. Al, Wake Up with Al has been canceled on the Weather Channel.
Sad day. I love Al, but no more Weather
Channel.
Do you realize
it was a year ago today that Joan Rivers died?
I know. Can you believe it?
That is amazing. A year ago today.
He is going to celebrate, by the way, with a special tribute today.
51 after. Thanks, Jennifer.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Pit Home Improvement time here on the Doug Good Day program at 53 past the hour. We'll be joined in a moment by Tom Kreitler, who is the host, along with Leslie Segretti, of this great program that airs around the country every weekend. It's full of sharp and poignant information on how you can keep your house as fit as a fiddle. A lot of good questions coming from listeners to that program and this program, so we'll have some of those queries answered by Tommy the K in a moment, right here on Good Day.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Renai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Renai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Renai's industry-leading products at www.renai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's, get Labor Day weekend savings.
Take $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pass. Then, save on everything your family needs to go back to school, like 30 to 50% off jeans and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Be yourself. Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
All right, here we are at 55 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program welcoming Tom Kreidler to the program. You hear this? My new microphone.
Ooh,
that sounds
like it. I like it.
Pretty cool, huh? How would you like to make your home better? That's what the program is all about. Here's listener Grant, who says he has a floor in his walk-up attic, so it's easy to store a lot of things up there. The old insulation is minimal. I'd like to add more. What does he do?
Well, here's the thing. When you want to add more insulation to your attic, you're going to give up some of that storage space because you can't store on top of insulation. If you squish it, you press out all the air, and it's not going to insulate. So what I would do, try to have a little bit of both here, Graham, is I would leave that floor in place. Why make the mess of tearing it up? I would lay unfaced fiberglass bats, perhaps 8 or 10-inch thick bats, across the top of that floor, and I would leave some area around the top of the staircase for storage. This way you're going to have the best of both worlds. You can store a bit in the middle of the attic, but have plenty of insulation to cut back on your heating costs in the rest of the attic.
What about insulating the roof in the attic?
Yeah, that's a good point, Doug. Now, if you do that, you're really converting this attic from a ventilated attic to a non-ventilated attic. That's exactly what I did in my home, except that I used isonine spray foam insulation. And what's interesting about that is when I go up in the attic now, it's pretty much the same temperature as the rest of the house. It's not, you know, 100 degrees or 125 degrees in the summer, and it's not super cold in the winter. It just stays very pleasant all year round. So I do think that's a great idea, but you can't do that with fiberglass very effectively. You need to do it with foam.
All right. So in terms of, I was just thinking about my attic here and what it's like up there. If you could stand up, we can almost make a, you know, a room up there.
Yeah.
But it is, as you suggested, very cold in the winter, very hot in the summer. But I have both windows at the end of the house open,
right,
so that there's all that ventilation there. And I have.
Well, I don't think you need to leave them open in the winter.
There's plenty of them, but I shouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you need to leave them open in the winter. I think there's enough ventilation that gets in there without doing that and adding to the temperature drop.
Gabe wants to know how often he needs to seal his pitted driveway and what is the right product to use.
I would say whenever it's pitted, Gabe. Probably a good signal, right? You know? So, I mean, sealing driveways is easier than ever today. You're going to use a patching compound first on any of those really deep, rutted out, pitted areas. And then you're going to use a latex-based asphalt sealer on top of that. And there's plenty of choices on that. I would buy a good quality sealer and go ahead and splurge and buy the driveway squeegee at the same time. Even if you just use it once and throw it away, it's just so much easier to use one of those 24-inch wide squeegees that they sell at the home centers to apply the sealer. Just be careful. You don't want to get it on sidewalks. Take your time. Lay it on there and let it dry really well. I'd like to let it dry a couple of days in the warm weather before you drive on it again.
A few seconds. Do you hire somebody to get this done? There are a lot of guys doing driveway sealing around.
Yeah, and you got to be careful because a lot of the guys will drive up and down the street and say they've got extra material and they don't.
Right. Yeah,
put oil on your driveway.
Yeah. They're like the guys that actually do the asphalting, sometimes related, sometimes the same guys.
Yeah.
You can do it yourself, and it's more fun. Tom Kreidler, lots of fun on the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program every weekend around the country.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried to vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.